Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch several projects in Chhattisgarh and Telangana today. Delhi police arrests NIA's most wanted and suspected ISIS terrorist Shahnawaz and two others. Election Commission to review preparations for assembly elections in Telangana over next 3 days. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh says ISRO is now considered a leading space agency in the world, felicitates ISRO scientists. And in Hangzhou Asian Games, PV Sindhu and HS Pranoy to begin their singles badminton campaign today, Lovlina Borgohain to play her semi-final bout. India's medal tally stands at 60 with 13 gold, 24 silver and 23 bronze. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Chhattisgarh and Telangana today. Mr. Modi will dedicate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects to the nation worth more than 26,000 crore rupees in Jagdalpur, the divisional headquarters of Tribal Bastar Division in Chhattisgarh. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate to the nation today the steel plant established by the National Mineral Development Corporation NMDC at Nagarnar in Bastar district, built at a cost of about rupees 24,000 crores. The integrated steel plant will produce high quality steel. With the commissioning of this plant, this tribal area, which was once infamous for moist activities, will now register its place in the steel map of the world. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone for the upgradation of Jagdalpur railway station and dedicate to the nation the new rail line between Antagarh and Tadoki and the double rail line project between Jagdalpur and Dantewada. The PM will also flag off the train service between Tadoki and Raipur. Besides, the Prime Minister will also dedicate the new road built between Kunkuri and Chhattisgarh-Jharkhand border on National Highway No. 45. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
In Telangana, the Prime Minister will dedicate a new railway line between Manohrabad and Siddipet, as well as electrification between Dharmabad, Manohrabad and Mehboobnagar and Karnool. He will also dedicate various developmental programs worth rupees 8,000 crore from Nizamabad. The Prime Minister will dedicate to the nation the state-of-the-art 800 megawatt NTPC power station at Ramagundam. The power plant generated 85% of electricity will be utilized in the state itself at a low cost and will improve the north-south grid connectivity. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone for 50-bed critical care blocks under the Pradhan Mantri Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission in 20 district headquarters. A special cell of Delhi police has arrested the National Investigation Agency's NIA most wanted and suspected ISIS terrorist Shahnawaz from Jaipur in South Delhi. Apart from him, two persons carrying bounty on their heads by the National Investigation Agency were also arrested. The anti-terror agency had placed a reward of 3 lakh rupees on the arrested terrorist Shahnawaz, who hails from southeast Delhi, was also wanted in the Pune ISIS case. Addressing a press briefing, Special Commissioner of Police H.S. Dhaliwal said, bomb-making literature sent from Pakistan-based handlers and other incriminating materials were recovered from Shahnawaz's hideouts. He said that initial interrogation revealed that these people conducted elaborate recce in Western Ghats, southern India, including Hubli, Dharwad and Ahmedabad in Gujarat, to establish their hideouts. According to police, the 3 wanted suspected terrorists were produced before the court earlier in the morning and have been sent to 7 days of police custody. A team of Election Commission of India, ECI, under Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, will review the poll preparedness in Telangana for next 3 days. The Election Commission team is arriving in Hyderabad this afternoon. During the visit, the members of the ECI team will hold meetings with political parties this afternoon and further with enforcement agencies. The team will be given presentations of food preparedness by district collectors and SPs tomorrow. The ECI team will also participate in sweep activities besides visiting a sweep exhibition and interact with state icons apart from PWD and young voters. The team will have a meeting with the State Chief Secretary and the Director General of Police on the last day. The assembly elections are due in Telangana by the end of this year. Punjab government has honoured the best performing panchayats, schools and Safai Sevaks in cleanliness and other related activities during the Swachhata Hi Seva campaign. The statewide campaign was launched on 15th of September to the 2nd of October with the theme Garbage Free India under a joint initiative by the Ministry of Jal Shakti and Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs. A report.
Total 24 Gram Panchayats were awarded with Uttam Village Award, 23 schools with Uttam School Award and 23 Safai Sevaks with Uttam Safai Sevak Award from the state. Besides it, officers and employees of the different departments were also honored. These panchayats, schools and Safai Sevak have done excellent work in the terms of cleanliness, proper management of liquid and solid waste. They all have also contributed in beautifying the surroundings, spreading awareness about the importance of cleanliness and providing basic sanitary facilities to the citizen in their areas. Shishu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said that India's stature in space research is growing day by day and is now competing with the space elites. Felicitating ISRO scientists at an event in New Delhi yesterday, Dr. Singh said ISRO is now considered a leading space agency in the world, despite the time advantage NASA and other space agencies once enjoyed. He added that countries like the US and Russia, who once looked down on India, now want to partner up. The minister said that India enjoyed the additional benefit of the country's rich traditional knowledge. He highlighted that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's work in promoting space research has increased transparency and boosted its popularity among citizens. Addressing the gathering, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said that India needs cooperation from dedicated individuals and organizations to lead in the science and technology sector. In Jammu and Kashmir, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha attended the Sanskriti Mahotsav featuring prominent folk dancers of Karnataka in Srinagar yesterday. In his address, the Lieutenant Governor welcomed the artists from Karnataka and commended the endeavour of the J&K Academy of Art, Culture and Languages. The LG said, "Our prime objective is to popularise cultural diversity and reconnect the young generation with incredible arts and performing art forms of the country." He said such events are finest examples of Ek Bharat Shresth Bharat and bring to greater peace, prosperity and happiness in society. Telangana State Government has constituted the second pay revision committee to make recommendations for new pay scales to the state government employees. Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao announced the decision yesterday in Hyderabad. The two-member committee, with retired IAS officer N. Shivashankar as chairman and retired IAS officer B. Ramaya as member, has been appointed. The committee will consider the current pay scales of Telangana employees and of other state and central government in this regard. In international news, former U.S. President Donald Trump has attacked New York's Attorney General and the judge overseeing his civil fraud trial as it began on Monday. Testimony in the Manhattan courtroom began following opening statements with Donald Bender, a partner at the Mazars USA and longtime accountant for Trump's businesses, as the state's first witness. Attorney General Letitia James has accused the former president of generating more than $100 million by lying about his real estate empire. She is seeking at least $250 million in fines, a permanent ban against Trump and his sons from running businesses in New York, and a 5-year commercial real estate ban against Trump. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador has said that last week around 10,000 migrants and asylum seekers reached the U.S.-Mexico border daily. During a press conference in Monterrey on Monday, he said some 6,000 people are entering southern Mexico daily and even higher numbers have been reaching the U.S.-Mexico border. The Mexican president emphasized that officials must address root causes driving migration. High Commissioner of India in Bangladesh Pranay Verma inaugurated a college building at Kashinagar Degree College in Komila District, Bangladesh yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, the High Commissioner said the 4-storey educational building was constructed under the High Impact Community Development Projects mechanism. He expressed confidence that the college building will be very much helpful to the students in getting quality education in their locality only. Under HICDP mechanism, the Government of India provides grants for the development projects in sectors such as socio-cultural, education and healthcare. Mr. Verma added that till now, Government of India has undertaken 93 such projects in various districts of Bangladesh. The 2023 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine has been jointly awarded to Hungarian-American biochemist Kathleen Carico and American physician-scientist Drew Weissman for work on messenger RNA or mRNA technology that paved the way for the groundbreaking COVID-19 vaccines. The Nobel Prize Committee in its statement said the groundbreaking findings of Professor Carico and Professor Weissman have fundamentally changed the understanding of how mRNA interacts with a human being's immune system. On to sports in Hangzhou Asian Games. On the 10th day today, two-time Asian Games bronze medalist PV Sindhu and H.S. Pranoy will start their badminton singles campaign today. In boxing, world champion boxer Lovelina Borgohain can secure a women's 75kg Olympic quota today with a win in the semi-final. Preeti Pawar in women's 54kg and Narinder in men's plus 92kg will also punch for a final spot. In archery, Jyoti Surekha Venam and Aditi cleared their quarter-final bouts and will face each other in the semi-final. Indian men team finished first in the men's 4x400-meter relay round 1 to make it to the relay team finals. In Kabaddi, India comfortably trounced Bangladesh by 55-18 in their first group stage match. Tejaswin Shankar threw 38.04 meters in his final attempt to finish third in the men's decathlon discus throw event. In men's cricket match, India has set a target of 202 in stipulated 20 overs against Nepal in the quarter-final. For India, Yashasvi Jaiswal registered a brizzy ton. Earlier, Team India has won the toss and chose to bat first. In athletics, several exciting events have been lined up, including 110-meter hurdles, discus throw, pole vault and javelin throw. Yesterday, India bagged 3 silver and 4 bronze medals, taking its overall tally to 60 with 13 gold, 24 silver and 23 bronze. India currently stands at the 4th position on the scoreboard. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Anuja. Bihar becomes the first state to come out with a much-awaited caste-based survey. A headline in the Indian Express writes, Bihar puts number to its castes. EBCs at 36% push OBC count to 63%. Women athletes continue India's stellar run at the Asian Games. A headline in Hindustan Times says, Silver streak continues in track and field as India's tally swells past 60. Medicine Nobel 2023 goes to duo who paved the way for mRNA COVID vaccines, states The Hindu. 5G drives India's speed ranking up 72 places, reports The Tribune. And finally, a story in The Times of India writes about young Westerners interning in Jaipur, getting a crash course in organizing big fat Indian weddings under the headline, West Comes to East, to learn the art of Shadi planning. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch several projects in Chhattisgarh and Telangana today. Delhi police arrests NIA's most wanted and suspected ISIS terrorist, Shah Nawaz, and 2 others. Election Commission to review preparations for assembly elections in Telangana over next 3 days. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh says ISRO is now considered a leading space agency in the world, felicitates ISRO scientists. And in Hangzhou Asian Games, PV Sindhu and HS Pranoy to begin their singles badminton campaign today. India's medal tally stands at 60 with 13 gold, 24 silver and 23 bronze. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.